Further discussion. Gentleman of St. Louis County, raising your eyes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To inquire of the gentleman from Shannon.
Gentleman Shannon, do you yield?
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
Proceed.
Thank you. Gentlemen, I'm trying to remember the debate, what seemed like a very, very long time ago, but it really wasn't that long ago. And I know you were fairly passionate when you got up on the floor, and I don't remember exactly what you said, unfortunately. So I don't know if you try to say 22 is a pork bill or if there's pork within the bill, but in either case, would you please point out exactly where that is?
Because I'd be very interested. There's a lot of good projects in there, and I think that the definition of pork is when you put something forth in a bill that didn't go through a process of evaluating its worth. So you have $350 million in here? $350 million? Is that what? Okay.
Well, so, but again, let me. You have to remember, though, everything as far as what was used within the federal stimulus monies, I don't think I'm wrong. I'll go out on a little bit of a limb. I think everything that's in here was voted in committee, within budget committee, and voted out. So if it had gone through the process, we'd have gotten about the same bill. So I'm just very interested, and I think you're really referring to the federal stimulus, not the other non-GR line items, like the veterans' homes and such. But I'm just curious, if there's one pork item, if you could just point it out to me.
Well, I'm talking about the definition of pork.
Okay.
And I think the definition of pork is when a member of anybody federal, let's take the federal, for instance, whenever a federal elected official is able to put something in because they have the influence or the inside contacts to put something into legislation that's going to cost tax dollars, tremendous tax dollars, to complete that project rather than run it through economic development or some process where it's filtered out. What would you think would be the definition of pork?
Well, let me ask this because I just used the – I think I just had one amendment on the House floor, and that's the restoration of Ellis Rochelle. So I think it would fall under the definition of you as you have outlined that. So is Ellis Rochelle considered a pork project or not?
Gentlemen, those are all good projects. What we're talking about here is the definition of pork, and I think that's what you're asking me, is what is the definition of pork?
Well, no. Actually, what I'm asking is if you could pick up 22, just point out one.
That goes through a process that stands on its merits, or is it based on other projects, other proposals? I mean, if every member in here had the opportunity to present a project from their district, then you would have $350 million, and a group of people, individuals, would analyze those projects, and on their merits, just like when you apply for a grant, you need to talk to anybody else.
And I don't disagree, but again, you made the comment, and I obviously my bill, so I try to be very sensitive, not that I offered every amendment, but if you could just give me one example of a pork project is all I'm asking, because there are about 13 pages of various, actually more than that, no, it's 13 pages of various programs in here. So if you could just give me one example is all I would ask, gentlemen, because you did make the comment on the floor, so I'm curious.
Gentlemen,
if you
the definition of pork, and unless you can correct me, the definition of pork is when you have a project that did not go through a process of evaluation. So if you would have put the $350 million on the table and had a process where all the members would have had an opportunity to put something from their districts in there, each one of those would have been with an application talking about the jobs it would create, all the things it would do, and those projects all do that. However, they did not go through a process with every member's opportunity. Let me ask you, gentlemen.
Well, but they did. They came to the House floor, and they received an up or down. As you recall, some amendments were successful and other amendments failed. So, I mean, I really don't want to get into the definition of pork. We may or may not agree.
Well,
but
gentlemen,
you
it
made
went
the statement.
Down.
I'm just curious of one example is all I'm asking of the various – just one example of a pork project in this bill.
You might ask the 82 members that voted against it, gentlemen, just like me. I mean, they probably got their own opinions. But I would like to know what your definition of pork is.
But it's my inquiry. The 82 members didn't say it's a pork bill. I think you said either that or pork spending. And so I'm just curious if just one example or if you may have changed your mind. If you had a chance to review the bill, you may feel that this is really not a pork bill. Most of these are projects that I think could stand on their own 2 feet. Would that be correct, or do you still feel the way you did last week?
Gentlemen, I'm looking forward to the budget. Next year and the following year, I mean, I'm going to be gone after next year, but the freshmen...
Me and you both.
...and sophomores, you bet. Yeah. The freshmen and sophomores are going to have to be facing the issue of balancing the budget. I'm just saying that keeping the dollars in there to balance the budget would be, I guess, my definition of what I need for my district. As education, senior services,
well, again, gentlemen,
healthcare.
I've not had an answer, and I get this sneaking suspicion you're not going to give me one example of a pork project, so...
Gentlemen, I'm not going to call anybody's project, pork. I'm talking any project that you get into a bill because you have the influence, the connections, the power at a particular time in the legislature. What do you think the people, what do you think the citizens of this state call pork?
But, gentlemen, you already said it's a pork bill or pork. And so, I mean, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. I'm just saying you said that.
Well,
curious where it is, because if it really is a pork,
process that happened here, is it like I described?
Well, it went through budget. All the members of the budget had a chance to vote up or down on amendments and bills, and it certainly came to the House floor. It was very contentious.
How many members in here weren't in the budget committee, gentlemen?
No, I said all these projects.
I know. You had a select group, but how many in here weren't in the budget committee?
But, I mean, the only question I would have, and I think I have my answer, and that's no answer. So thank you very much, gentlemen. I appreciate the inquiry.